The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness for all, but they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the National Report. Tonight is Wednesday, February 22nd. Jeez, I forgot. Is that right? The 22nd? Okay.
Yep.
2023. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org and smash the donate button. Donate what you can, folks. We need your help here. Keep us going. Keep free speech alive. And you guys are the ones who do that. And we appreciate and love you all. And tonight, I'm William Repillum, your usual Wednesday host. And tonight I have a very special guest that I just came across my radar just about a week ago. And I think I mentioned it on the last show. It was either with Jeremy on Thursday night or it was last week on my show. But Laura had a couple of videos on her channel, Laura Corvina, about circumcision. And I watched them, and there was a video embedded in that video that she put in there by a woman named Janice Barcello. Janice, Janice Barcelo. And I said, and Laura said, you should interview her. I said, yes, I should. And so I mentioned it to Mike, and Mike goes, yeah, she's got a show on Saturday on the RVN. So needless to say, you can hear her in the background now. Here she is. Janice, welcome to the show. Really great to have you.
Thanks, Willem. I'm really glad to be here. And yeah, my show is on Saturdays at 1 p.m. It's called Birth of a New Earth. I hope people will check it out, especially after listening to what you and I are going to talk about tonight. So thanks for your interest in the things I'm saying. I think the whole world needs to become interested in this information that I'm going to share tonight. So I appreciate you having me on.
Well, I agree with you. And there's really no other topic that I've come across that has hit so close to home for me in terms of how the Jews have destroyed us in our own lives, you know, directly. And tonight we're going to be talking about the issue of circumcision. Also, we're going to talk about pornography. And we're going to touch on a topic that I don't know if you invented it, Janice, or if it's but it's a very compelling, called prenatal imprinting.
Yeah.
And let me just kick it right to you, and you explain to us what that is.
So it is time for us as a civilization to understand that the first 9 months in the womb are critically important for the rest of our life. How we start life affects the way that we live life. And our programming begins in prenatal life. So I was explaining, I don't know if it was to you, I think so, William, but maybe on my show, that what's happening in our world right now, because of the Jewish manipulation of human sexuality, is that we have been conditioned to think that orgasm is the be-all, end-all of what we should be seeking, and that somehow the more orgasms we have, the better our life will be. So the fact is, we can see what's happening all around us, and there are no happy people, basically. In fact, there are very, very few happy couples, and most relationships are broken. Within a very short time, they break down. And in some part, that is because we jump right into bed with people that are not right for us at all. No matter how many, you know, red flags we get about these people, we're still having intercourse with these people. Now, in creation, if you look at other mammals, they only have intercourse when the female is in heat and for the purposes of the creation of life, the perpetuation of the species. Humans, on the other hand, because of the mind control, have sex as much as possible to experience orgasm. But we have to understand that that energy that we call sexual, because that's also our conditioning and our programming, that energy is life-creating energy. It's not designed to just be something flimsy and haphazard that you should engage in with anybody that looks mildly interesting to you. That is not the divine plan. And so we have a situation on the earth right now where billions of people have been conceived as a side effect of fleshy indulgence. And when I say fleshy, I mean when people just are having sex to get off, there is no conscious aspiration toward anything greater than fleshy satisfaction. There's no, people can make up all kinds of stories, and I did this for years, and I want to stress that I am not holier than thou, okay? I am not coming from a Christian perspective either. I spent several years as what's called a sexual priestess, facilitating multiple sexual experiences for men, thinking that I was doing something positive for these men and that I was engaged in what I called at the time sexual healing. On the contrary, what I was doing was contributing to sexual addiction and the breakdown of many marriages. And while at the core of what I was doing was my search for love, which is always really what we're doing, what we're looking for is really truly bonded and enduring human love. But you see, the more I did what I was doing, the more people you have sex with, the further you get from being able to manifest the one who is really right for you. And in the case of women, okay, their bodies will rebel if they have multiple partners. And even if they have sex a lot with somebody that they think they love, they'll develop yeast infections, bacterial vaginosis, all kinds of diseases from their sexual activity. And one of the interesting things is that when a woman has had sex with multiple partners, the men that she has sex with will develop what's called killer sperm. These are sperm that are generated to destroy the sperm of the competitor. And obviously, her vagina becomes a toxic waste dump of killer sperm and disease. And she is absorbing the DNA from all of these different men. There's something called telogeny. I don't know if people are familiar with this word, telegony. And they know about this in the animal world. You know, if you have a purebred dog and that dog mates with a mutt, they'll never try to breed that dog with another purebred again, because once the purebred breeds with a mutt, that animal's potential to create a purebred animal is completely degraded. And it's the same with women. The first person you have intercourse with, now your body is evolutionarily designed to say something major is going on here. This must be the one that you're intended to be with for life if you're having intercourse with this person. So that person's DNA, the genetics that are pouring in through the semen and the sperm, will be absorbed greatly. And future children will contain the genetics, especially of the first person the woman has sex with. Which is why our ancestors paid a lot of attention to the importance of virginity. Because we want to ensure the purity of the couple's progeny. But we have none of that anymore. And in fact, we're constantly being encouraged to degrade our genetics, not just through multiple sexual partners, but also through miscegenation. So I'm not speaking from the place of being a white supremacist. I am saying when a white person and a black person create a child, in that child will be the degraded genetics of both the white race and the black race. So both of these people, these parents, have degraded their own pure genetic bloodlines by what they're doing. And this is being encouraged by the Jews, who have had a long standing plan to make sure that we interbreed, because their wet dream is to create, you know, a brown skinned race that they can easily control. they believe that the darker skinned people on this earth are easier to control and are more stupid. So they want whites to have sex with blacks to create interracial children who they imagine will be less than either the purity of the white race or the black race. And at some level, they are correct. It's not natural. You know, when I think about it, okay, if I'm standing next to a black man, I'm not attracted to the smell. And this is, I don't mean this to be offensive, okay? But they have a different smell. And this probably goes for every race. People say the white race smell like cows because we eat so much dairy. People are turned off, you know, other races are turned off by us because of the way that we smell. I myself am turned off by the way that I smell if I eat butter. I can't stand it. It smells disgusting. I start to smell disgusting. In any event, it's really critical to understand that we have an instinctive knowing of who is the right partner for us based on smell. You are not, you know, if you smell somebody and they smell terrible to you, this is not an appropriate immunological or genetic match. This is somebody that you should be repelled by because you're repelled by their smell. So what do the Jews do? They create all kinds of perfumes and chemicals and stuff that's filled with pheromones to trick people into being attracted to those they would otherwise be repulsed by. Are you with me? William, are
you there? Yes, I'm here. I was muted.
Okay, all right. I have a buzzer going off right now that I have to turn off. Would you please get with me? I'm so sorry. I didn't even realize it was turned on. I'll be back in 1 minute. I'm so sorry.
No, that's fine. That's okay. Yeah. A lot of really great points that she's making here. Really. You know, I will add that, just to talk about, you know, I remember being just deluded by the psyop about the white supremacy thing and not really, and always knowing, God, that just doesn't sound right, but not knowing how to answer it. And then when I dug into it and I realized that the Jews are behind it, this is a genocide that's taking place.
Yeah.
And the purpose for that genocide is exactly what you said. It is to create a slave race around the whole planet that the Jews are more easily able to control. Now, I don't personally think that, other races are inferior or whatever like that. I think the races have different qualities that make them better or worse in certain aspects. And I don't want to get into all that. But yeah, I prefer to have everybody from every race on the same side. And everybody knowing exactly what's going on because we have this common enemy.
Yeah.
And I absolutely agree that the white European people are the ones who have brought freedom, justice, a code of honor into the world. You have the German people, which embody and exemplify this, I think, more than any other country in the world. And that is why they have been so terribly demonized, especially in the last century. By the Jews, and they have been unfairly blamed for all the world's ills, which have actually been committed by the Jews. So the Jews are the enemy of humanity as a race of people. That is a fact, and that is a fact that we have to come to accept as humanity, and the Jews have to come to accept that too. I believe that everyone will eventually be turned back to right doing. It may not happen in this lifetime, but everybody's got to pay for every sin they've ever committed, and so that they understand what it means and how to live the way God intended us to live. Now, going back to the sexuality, subject, you know, one of the things I didn't realize, because, you know, I don't know what the ratio is of American men that have been circumcised versus those who haven't, but I think it's extremely small. We've taken it for granted that that's just what's done. We think that that's what the Bible says to do. But it actually, the circumcision, from my understanding, is not a physical, meant to be a physical circumcision. It's a circumcision of the heart.
I want you to listen to your words, William. This is what Christians always do, okay? Oh, it's not meant to be a circumcision of the penis, but a circumcision of the heart. Is that better? That you're going to cut off your ability to love? Either way.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure what is meant by that, to be honest with you. That's
what is meant by that is that you have a God telling people to cut off the most sensitive part of their infant son's penis to create a covenant with him. Now it's time for every...
No, I meant what it's meant by circumcising the heart. That's
well, you know...
I don't know what that means, actually.
Well, it means cutting off a piece of your heart. That's what circumcision is. And if you have a God...
Well, let me continue a little bit real quick. I want to finish. You know, I'm going to give you the...
the stuff about this God drives me nuts because...
Well, we have a different opinion about that, so we can respect each other's opinion. So, the circumcision thing really made me sad because I watched these videos that Laura had done and put that video you had done. It was a fantastic video, and what you described and what happens when the Jews circumcise that, not just, well, they do it to themselves too. So, and then they do it to the rest of us. So we've all been. So this isn't a good thing. I mean, this is we were meant to have this foreskin, and it serves a purpose. And what actually happens is, I'll kick it back to you now. You describe it really well, Janice.
So, okay, I do want to say that if your God, for the real creator, does not create a magnificent male penis with a foreskin attached, that's designed for male bonding and love, to turn around and tell people to cut it off. The entity that's telling people to cut it off is not the real creator, but an imposter. And we have to get this if we are going to heal this earth, because billions of people are worshiping this entity and calling forth his energy and his presence. I'm hearing an echo. Calling forth his energy and his presence here on this earth. And that is a big problem if you realize that that entity that's telling people to cut off the foreskin doesn't have humanity's best interest at heart. Because what that is an attack on human love. And the same thing with circumcision of the heart, with all this silly language that they try to dance around the reality of what circumcision actually is. The foreskin is actually supposed to protect the glands of the penis. I could show you what happens to the glands of the penis after circumcision. Of course, this glands is extremely sensitive, like it's exquisitely sensitive and moist, and the foreskin is designed to protect it. When you cut the foreskin off, the glands will naturally become calloused and hardened in order to protect itself. The glands is very, very vulnerable. This is why circumcised men have more sexually transmitted diseases than those who are intact, because the glands is exposed chronically, and any little nick or cranny that gets in there, bacteria can go in and create disease. All right, so circumcision opens the door for venereal disease and sexually transmitted diseases of all kinds. It also opens the door for diminished sexual pleasure. And I'm not a big proponent of fleshy pleasure. I'm at the point in my life where I see that that's a big problem. All right, a lot of the people that are focused on the circumcision issue focus on the sexual piece, that it reduces sexual pleasure. In fact, it does enormously. It can cause impotence. It can cause some of the men are cut so bad that their penis, they don't have enough skin to get fully erect, and their penis has to bend in an erection, which causes pain for the women. I also want to explain that a circumcised penis, the rim around the bottom of the glands is exposed. In a, you know, if the man was intact and he put his penis into a vagina, as he pulls out, the foreskin covers the glands and the rim of the penis, and it preserves all the fluids that way. But with a circumcised penis, the fluids get pulled out under the rim. Every time the man pulls out, more fluids are pulled out. And this creates an unnatural drying of the vagina, which hurts. It hurts the women. I can remember when I was in high school, the boys used to think it was a great thing if they had sex with a woman and she couldn't walk the next day, because to them, that was an indication of good sex. But what I just described to you about the unnecessary drying is why there's so much background noise right now. I'm not sure what's going on, you guys. This is why the people in the United States and Israel, where circumcision has become the norm, are constantly using all of these toxic lubricants to make intercourse doable, basically. But these lubricants, of course, are not natural. None of this is natural. And the men themselves who've been deprived of sensation, you know, the foreskin has more nerve endings than your fingertips and is designed. I mean, those intact men have a very gentle and exquisite way of intercourse compared to circumcised men who often have to, you know, pound and pound to get enough sensation to reach orgasm. And there's a lot else going on, because we also have pornography that's entered the picture thanks to the Jews.
Real quick, Janice, let me jump in real quick. I want to one thing, you know, I noticed when I went online, I looked up uncircumcised penises. I noticed that they seem to be bigger, longer, and when they're erect, they bend upwards. And I think what that does is that enables that to hit the G-spot and create a much better experience for the woman. And I mean, it's absolutely tragic, because you're right that an uncircumcised penis won't do that. It won't bend upward like that, and you know, and curve upwards. And you know, this really detracts from the intimate experience. So it's just absolutely very sad.
Very briefly, the foreskin is designed so that when it meets with the vaginal wall, it will trigger the male brain to release neurochemicals of love and bonding. And they've cut it off. They've cut off a tremendous amount of pheromone information, where if the woman smelled your penis and it smelled foul, she would immediately know, this guy's not for me. Okay, but that's been cut off with the foreskin, which also releases pheromones. There's so much going on with this. Like, they wanted to go for the jugular, and they got it by genitally torturing infants and mutilating infants, and then sucking the blood off the mutilated penis. Some of the Jews do this, and some Jewish women eat the foreskins because they believe they'll have a male baby if they eat the foreskin. This is the insanity of this satanic cult. That's what it is. The circumcision is satanic ritual abuse of newborn baby boys. It has to stop. We have to stop this.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I remember hearing about, they were saying that Muslims were genetically mutilating women. They were cutting off the clitoris, I believe is what that is. It's the exact same thing happening with men, but it's not talked about. It's normalized. It's the exact same thing.
Yeah, yeah. And Muslims do it later in life. They don't go after infants. Only Jews do that. And Jews have taken over the medical establishment in the United States. And that is why. And they lied through their teeth, okay? They took over the medical journals. They took over the whole shebang. And then started saying how beneficial it is to remove the foreskin. You know, put it this way. Number one, if your God tells you to cut off a part of your infant's penis to create a covenant with him, you need to question the God that you're worshiping. Number two, if you are being raised by a group of people that thinks that God made a mistake in the development of the male penis and that they can improve on God's design, that is a satanic suggestion. And that is coming from a satanic cult that is involved not only in the genital torture and mutilation of infants, but we're talking about child sacrifice, sex trafficking, animal sacrifice. I mean, literally, these people are out on the streets of Brooklyn during Caparo, one of their, you know, satanic religious holidays, slaughtering 50,000 chickens. The streets of Brooklyn are running red with blood while these insane people wave chickens over their heads, thinking they can put their evil deeds into the chickens and be absolved of the horrors of what they do. So they think that by doing even more horrible things, that they're somehow going to get off, spiritually speaking, for all the evil that they've caused.
I agree with you 100% on this. It's in Leviticus, the Old Testament, where they talk about the animal sacrifices and putting the sin into the animal that you're slaughtering, this innocent animal. I've never got this. Now, this was a practice that was ended when I'm like hesitant to even get into religion with you, to be honest, but
well, because I'm gonna go after it, because we need to break from this. This is a sickness, William. This is mind control that has gotten us to work
most
with this identity.
Right. Yeah, there's so much in the Bible. You know, you probably wholesale just think the Bible is just evil. But I think that the Bible has been misinterpreted from its original Hebrew and Greek. That's where I'm at right now. There's a lot of things in there that don't make any sense. I've been doing Bible studies with Lorraine Day. I think there's probably nobody in the world that, as far as that I know, who's uncovered a lot of the mysteries that make no sense than her. But there are still some questions I have. And you're bringing up those points about the animal sacrifice. That doesn't make sense to me. She has uncovered the and done it in a very cogent way, in a very forensic kind of way, by getting the original Hebrew and Greek and getting the words that they've mistranslated, like the word hell, which that's been, there is no going to hell. There's no God burning you in hell for all eternity. That's ridiculous. And I know some people, some of my very close colleagues disagree with me on that. But I don't think that that's the case. I think that's insanity, that's Satan burning you in hell for all eternity. But I didn't really want to get into that too much on the show, because there's just so much to cover with the circumcision And
I'd love to get back to, we have a caller too, but I want to get back to the prenatal trauma, because we were talking about sex and how this is affecting the babies that are coming in. And I think that's a really important topic.
Okay.
Did you want to take
a call? Yeah, let's take we got David in North Carolina. David, welcome. Hello? David, are you there? Hello, David. Okay, I guess.
He gave up.
Yeah, David, I guess he's not there. Okay. Sorry about that, David. Call back if you want to get in there. I'd missed that you had called in. I see it up there in the chat now.
So, yeah, I also want to stress that 80% of the world's men are intact. It's only really in the United States and Israel where this is happening. And
wow.
I've written an 80-page chapter in my book about circumcision, in my birth trauma book, in which I expose the Jews totally for being, you know, bringing this abomination to the United States and many other abominations with it. So we have another call.
I am really upset about it. You know, knowing about this circumcision crime that's happened to me and to the rest of us.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just tragic. I mean, you can't get past it. I mean, I guess you can. You can come to terms with it. It's still pretty raw for me, really. You know, it's obviously that this is a satanic ritual, but I never thought that it was the same. I always thought, oh, I was being anesthetized and you're supposed to do this. I never drew the correlation between what they do. You know, I don't think my foreskin got bit off, but, you know, I'd like to know, like, what does a doctor do? Did they anesthetize me? Did my parents, were they around when they did it? Did the doctor say, oh, we'll be right back with them?
96% of the time there is no anesthetic. And you can watch, if anybody's interested to watch a video of a circumcision, this is what got me onto this issue. Please email me at JaniceBarcello@yahoo.com and I will send you a video of it, a 5-minute video that you will have no doubt that what you're witnessing is one of the most evil things that you could have ever imagined witnessing. Happening every day to thousands of babies in the United States. There's another caller. I don't know if you want
Yeah, hang on for a second here. Yeah, I will email you. I want to see that video. You know, it's important that we come to terms with this, all the men out there and women, and learn how to work around it somehow, learn how to deal with it, and just, you know, but knowing about it, I think, is really powerful. Even if it's incredibly sad and incredibly tragic.
And the reason, and I don't mean to put off the caller, but the reason it's important to bring this information into the conscious mind is because that is the beginning of the healing process. Otherwise, it stays in the subconscious and it drives your behavior, it drives your attitudes, it drives the nature of what you're attracted to, because you've been programmed for severe abuse in infancy.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's emotions that I think you feel around relationships that I think you maybe don't understand. You know,
yeah.
I know it's happened for me. I've never been married, so I've never felt the sort of connection that has compelled me or that has made it right, made the situation right. You know, it's never happened for me. So you know, this is a really personal issue. I look forward to trying to heal from it somehow, you know. We'll probably talk about that. So we got Mark in North Carolina. We had David in North Carolina. He dropped off. I don't know if he came back on, but Mark, North Carolina. Mark, welcome to the show.
Yeah, can you hear me?
You got a question for Janice?
Okay, that's the guest name.
What's happening to these guys?
Okay.
I did Hello? Notice that somebody from the listening audience had sent me a... Oh, there you are.
Okay. What about David?
Hello?
Is he still there? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so I don't know if it was Dunnies with a D or Junnies. I'm not sure.
With a J, Janice.
Okay. Well, anyway, when the program first started out, okay, first of all, I'm 40 years old. I am not circumcised. And I tell you what, being that way.
I'm jealous.
All growing up, society and culture, and when you're in the boys' locker room and, like, you know, gym, school and stuff like that, yeah, everybody kind of, like, you know, looked down on you and kind of made fun of you, like, what the heck is that, or blah, 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 and you're not normal and this and that. So I'm glad my parents never did that to me, because I really do believe it was kind of like childhood mutilation. But now here's the thing. When the show first started, Janice was also talking about the critical 9 months in the womb and all this other stuff. And I'm sure you guys have seen the movie It's a Wonderful Life. What is that, Jimmy Stewart or something like that?
Yeah.
So
yep.
Here's the thing.
That's right.
Yeah. I've always felt this way. I've always felt this way that I shouldn't have been born. Now here's the thing. I've been saying that I saw the movie when I was probably like 8 or 9 years old. I was like, whoa, this is like hitting personal to me. And I've said it for a long time. And only about 2 years ago, my mom said, well, I know you say that a lot, but, you know, because I told my mom, I'm like, look, I got a feeling I'm not supposed to be here. Was I even planned? And my mom was like, no, well, you know, your sister was planned. You kind of were just something that came along. And then afterward, you know, your father was kind of excited, but he wasn't really looking forward to having a second.
Wow.
Oh, you cut off there for a minute, Mark. But
wait,
you have hit on a core problem.
I'm sorry?
But you're cutting out, hon.
No, Mark, let me ask you something. Now, there's a couple topics we're touching on. One of them is the circumcision. The other one is the prenatal imprinting, which is, and I want to jump on that. But first, let me ask you a question, Roke. If you don't mind, I'm going to ask you a personal question just about you don't have to answer this, but I'm very curious about, now, you as an uncircumcised man, I don't want to get too personal, but what can you tell us about, like, your experience with intimacy, with women, your relationships? Now, are you married or have you been married?
Okay, I can get to that. No, I have not been married. I have no desire to get married or have kids. Mm-hmm. And that is not because of the circumcision. That is because my parents also went through a divorce when I was like 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years. I got drugged through the court cases. You know, who do you want to be with? Parents fighting over me, blah, blah, blah. And I just, I was like, you know what? I was like, this is a disaster. I don't believe in the concept of marriage anymore in the United States. I think it was good all the way until the 50s. And yeah, you're probably right. The Jews probably ruined it after that. And then also I've noticed in the past 20 years, the whole phenomenon with women wanting BBC, so I ain't going to say the whole thing. And then in about the past 10 years, I've had my own without even really looking into the subject. I've had my own realization that, yeah, they want the races mixed so that the Jews, they don't consider themselves white, so that they can come back and later say, oh, yeah, that whole 14th Amendment or whatever, that's old school, whatever. No, you guys, we made a mistake. There was a punctuation that wasn't put in the document legally. No, if you are black or have black blood in you, you are slaves all over again. And I know that is actually what is the agenda. And I didn't have to do any research. My gut told me. Now, you also talked about like flaws in the Bible or whatever, and how if God didn't make you perfect, why do you got to cut something off? Because you should be perfect anyway. I do agree with that as well. And I guess coming into my own being as a person over the years, I don't really consider myself religious because I think that pigeonholes you into like a lot of brainwashed belief system. I consider myself spiritualist. And it's possible, from what my understanding is, if you are intact as a male, you have a closer connection to universal concepts, universal energy, or if you want to call it God, whatever, etc. I don't know if that helps also kind of clear up some of the questions you may have had that you were about to ask me.
Well, yes, absolutely. No, I didn't even think about that, that would go beyond just the sexuality. But I, and that's great points there. But I wanted to ask, what I really want to ask you was, now, have you been able to create a really intimate connection with a woman where you felt like you've had a kind of all, like the whole heart, the sexual end of it, you know, your heart, you know, your soul, everything? I'm sort of trying to draw a contrast between the, you know, circumcised versus uncircumcised, and, you know, you tell whatever you're comfortable talking about. If you don't want to
my first serious kind of girlfriend, we basically we kind of met with the understanding that, hey, I don't want to have kids. And she didn't really want to have kids at the time, or she wanted to kind of save herself for her old high school fling, which I relinquished her to that guy, but it never even worked out anyway. So I was like, well, that was a waste. But I saved her for what she probably kind of wanted, because we agreed, hey, we're not going to get married. We know we're not right for each other. And we did. We went through the whole, like, hey, we're going to have sex just to have sex, but also, you know, she was my friend too, or whatever. And then the relationship after that, I really felt close to that woman, a lot closer. She was kind of, because she was Mexican, and I kind of felt that she was, like, more grounded to the earth. Like, you know, they say, like people of color sometimes are, like, a more earthly type of people, where, you know, working with the soil and the hands, and they just have, like, more of a grounded spirit or something like that, you know what I'm saying? But that didn't work out either, so.
Okay.
Can we possibly get back to the other issue that was brought up through
prenatal imprinting?
Okay. That issue that's been brought up through this story that Mark gave us is, here's a child that was not planned. He was a side effect of fleshy indulgence. His whole life, he has felt like he should not be here. I'm not, and he's made a decision that love should not be a goal, that bonded human love is not possible and should not be a goal because of what he's experienced. When in fact, the highest level of true satisfaction is going to be enduring human love and the creation of a happy family with happy, healthy children. This is the divine path. People can decide for any manner of reasons why that's not true, but it is true. The creation, there's no higher thing that we could aspire to than the creation of enduring human love and a bonded, healthy, happy family. However, we are so damaged because of the conditioning, because of the way people are having sex, because of the haphazard conception, because when you're in a womb where you're not planned, very often you're not wanted. When your parents discover you in the womb, that's your first experience of relationship. And if their response is negative, if either one of them thinks, oh, shit, you know, now what am I going to do? Maybe I should have an abortion. That is not good for a baby's psyche. That is really tragic. And that child can believe that it is inherently unlovable and that it will never be loved. And it will have a tendency to recreate that belief over and over again by attracting people that will confirm he's not, he or she is not lovable, he or she will never be loved. It starts in the womb. And we see that Mark's parents got divorced, which is what happens when you bring forth children you don't want. And it's what happens when you constantly have sex just because you want to get off, and it turns into fornication.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we're up against the break. Wow, what a discussion. Okay, we'll be right back, folks. Last segment of the show, or the last segment of this hour, with Janice Barcello. And we got Paul from California on the after the break. So stick around.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off LLC, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You say I won't pay. Okay, we're back. And I know that this probably conversation is making people, some people feel uncomfortable. You're wondering why we're talking about this. I get it. Look, we're trying to expose this Jewish ritual, satanic ritual abuse that has happened. We're trying to, it's not just genital, female genital mutilation they're talking about Muslims doing. It's the exact same thing. Circumcision is the exact same thing. It's done to us. We are not meant to cut this part of ourselves off. God put it there for a reason. It serves a purpose.
Yep.
So that's what we're coming to the realization of. And it diminishes our experience as human beings. Not just sexually, as Mark pointed out, but spiritually in other ways too. It isn't just limited to having a connection to the divine. And Janice, you were stressing to me that the sexual experience isn't going to get you what you want. I agree with you on that. I do believe that it holistically, it does contribute to the spiritual experience as well, you know.
So I want to explain something. I know you won't fall on, but I'd really like to say that the difference, when you experience love, real love, there's going to be a flood of neurochemicals that enter your body, a flood of extreme well-being, a flood of the rightness of being. And it occurs through eye contact and skin-to-skin contact and pheromone activation. That is not orgasm. You could experience the depths of human love looking in somebody's eyes, especially that of your newborn child or your beloved. People have been conditioned to think the sex is going to get you there. It is not. Unless you are consciously co-creating a life with somebody that you deeply love and you want to bring your love into eternity through the creation of that life. This is a very deep topic, but Paul is here. Do we want to bring him on?
Sorry, I was muted. Yes, let's bring Paul on. Thank you, Janice. We appreciate that. Paul, welcome to the show. Sorry, we only got a couple of minutes, but we'll keep you over. So go ahead, Paul.
Fine, if you'd like to keep me over. I did have the thought that this discussion you two are having was so good. In other words, really, really good radio. And sometimes the callers can contribute, other times they can derail it a little bit. I hear the music.
Yeah. No, Paul, thank you. We'll stick you over on the next hour. We'll be right back, folks. Stick around.
Not stick us and bleed us. Take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need prayer in the schools and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can